are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Football season's here. That means it's time to go to Buffalo Wild Wings. Great TVs, great food, great drinks, good times. Bad color scheme, though. But they do have wings, they have beer, and they have sports. Buffalo Wild Wings. All right, Ray Farmer's press conference in the books here. Listen to both parts of it now. We're going to go to the phone lines, 216-578-0850. We've got Jeff in California. Jeff, welcome.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, man.
Good.
Whether it's that his press conference from yesterday or Coach Pettine or the coordinators, they never say anything. They ask some specific questions, and it's all, you know, we see good things.
I think John DeFilippo gives some very good answers in his press conferences.
He does.
Yeah, but the other one, I mean, I could actually, you don't really need to talk to O'Neill. I can go ahead and do the press conference for you. I can tell you all the answers. It's going to be the same exact stuff. So that's, I think that's a frustrating thing, the way that the Farmer one ended right now. They asked him specifically, what are you going to do? He doesn't say anything.
He's not going to do anything differently, actually.
Yeah, exactly. But I have a question for you.
Yes.
The one thing, that, Nathan, that you have and none of us do, is we actually get, you get to meet with the coach. I mean, I know there's lots of stuff that frustrate you and that you don't understand. Do you ever ask him those things, or even off the record? And, like, for the show, like for the Mike Pettine show, do you get to pick the questions, or is it kind of scripted for you? How does that work?
As far as the Mike Pettine show goes, it is completely – he walks in here. Ken Carmen and I are sitting down, and the Mike Pettine show on television as well. I walk in there, he walks in there, and we have a conversation. And I have at no point ever been told that a question I asked was not okay, or that they took one out after the fact. And on the radio, we literally sit down. You've seen it.
You've seen it.
He comes in, he sits down, and Ken and I pretty much go back and forth asking whatever comes to our mind. There are certain things I have asked him directly, both on the record and off the record. I get some answers sometimes.
And if we tell you, we have to kill you.
Right. And sometimes I don't. But, you know, there, I think that for him, unlike for me and maybe a lot of you, when you look at, for example, the quarterback decision or the decision to play the young guys, we're looking at it at a very macro level, right? What's best for this organization 2 years from now? What's best for this organization overall in the big picture? And I think when you are dealing with a coach, especially one who is where Mike Pettine is right now, sitting 2-6 after the finish of last year's season, he's looking very macro. How can I win on Sunday? And so while we may disagree on who gives you the best opportunity to win, because you could certainly make the case that these guys aren't giving it to you, that's the way that he is looking at it. And he has a singular focus, and that is win in whatever game is coming up next. And that's something that I truly have gotten from him in my opportunity to talk to him. And I understand it because, you know, he may do the right things for the organization, but he might not be here if the results aren't what they're supposed to be. So he's going to try to make sure that he can be here and, in his mind, help the organization by winning. So it is a little bit of a catch-22, and that's why I think this team and this organization needs to get to the point where there is a strategic framework that is outlined from the very top of the organization that says this is how, and whether that comes from Jimmy, I mean, I guess it doesn't get any higher than that.
Nope.
This is how this organization is going to operate in terms of business decisions. This is how this team is going to operate in terms of football decisions. Here is the framework. Now, you can decide who you want to play. GMs, you decide who you pick, obviously. But these are the type of decisions we will make. These are the type of decisions we won't make. And have it outlined clearly, because then people know that they can operate within that framework. They will be held accountable when they do not operate within that framework. And they'll know that as long as they're doing things the right way, the chances for success, A, will increase, and B, you'll have more latitude with your boss if you're saying, look, you brought me here. You told me when I sat down with you, you're going to give me this many years, provided that I was in line with this way of thinking. And just so happens that's the way I view football as well, and that's great. So now we're not going to have those kind of fights and those push and pulls. And you're going to get more time because you're going to be doing things that are constantly aimed at winning in the long term and building a winner that wins today, tomorrow, and 2 days after tomorrow in terms of the big picture, as opposed to one that is so focused only on finding a way to win on Sunday.
Right. Yeah, I get that. And I think
it's a hard balance.
When you look at that framework and you look at your process, the one thing that I think some of the best organizations in the National Football League continually do is evaluate their process and evaluate their framework. And not so much that it changes every single year, but it's tweaked and it's bent, you know, in certain ways to ultimately be who you are. And you can't be so close-minded to not look outside. Because I would think, as I would imagine, as I consistently say, it's a copycat league. That means a defensive coordinator or an offensive coordinator for a given team isn't so close-minded that they don't start taking some of the success of other offensive coordinators or other defensive coordinators and intermingle it into what we do and create. And that's how you create who you are as a defense. And I can say that, you know, in being in a room with Greg Minuski and John Pagano, you know, these are two defense coordinators right now that are struggling in the National Football League and might not have a job that much longer, but they take a lot of what Wade Phillips has done, sure, and what other coaches and defense coordinators and Dale Lindsey had done and what they liked, and it becomes their defense and what they run. And then you base it around your personnel. And I just think if we just took a step back sometimes and weren't so close-minded and think that we have all the answers, and you look at how do the Green Bay Packers build their organization and why have they been so successful each and every year? Look at the Baltimore Ravens and what they've done. Look at the New England Patriots and see what they've done. You know, why do teams like them consistently win? A, I know you can say they've got their quarterback, but how do you grow young talent that might not be the sexiest name, but how do you get them to thrive in your system? How does a guy like Rob Ninkovich, right, who was a guy, you know, who wasn't, he's not the crazy big guy, he's not the crazy strong guy, he's not the crazy high motor guy, play in a system like for the New England Patriots and is like highly regarded by the time his career's done there as productive as a Teddy Bruschi, as productive as a Willie McGinnis, because he does his job, he plays it the Patriot way, and in that system, he's highly productive for them. Now, I think if Rob Ninkovich played here in Cleveland, played for the Green Bay Packers, or played for the Pittsburgh Steelers, he'd be a guy. But in that system, you have a guy thriving through the Patriot way, because through trial and error, they develop their system, and a system that works and a system that wins each and every year.
Well, also, when you look at those three organizations, they do a great job in the draft of not necessarily hitting on all their players, but they do a great job of getting as many swings at the plate as possible. No team's had more compensatory picks since the program started than Baltimore. New England is high on that list. Green Bay is high on that list. They trade back all the time to acquire more and more assets, and they're smart that way in terms of their organizational building. And I also would say to you, you know, that's maybe what's as concerning as anything. Now, Ray Farmer is saying that guys develop at different paces. But if you go back from last year to this year, who has improved on this team? Gary Barnidge.
Yes. Travis Benjamin.
And Travis Benjamin. Maybe Pierre Desir. But, I mean, I thought he was good last year. I think he's still good.
Lateral.
He's at least arrows pointing in the right direction. Other than that, who is playing significant? Who has made that leap?
I mean, we've named a few.
That's it. So that, to me, that's as concerning as anything. It's a combination of intelligent planning and also having a coaching staff or players who take it upon themselves to get better. Travis Benjamin took it. I know he took it upon himself to get better, and he did.
And you know the key ingredient that allows you the opportunity to buy time for young talent to develop? That allows you to have them be a number down on the scale, not essentially living up to where they were drafted? Winning. When you're winning, you can allow. I mean, you look at a guy like Malcolm Brown drafted late in the first round. He could play or not play, and if you're a Patriot fan, you don't care because you're winning. You know, you look at the Green Bay Packers, and some of their first round picks aren't the sexiest, biggest names out there, and they're not really making the impact or changing a game in the favor of the Green Bay Packers. But when they're winning, you don't care. You don't care. But when you're losing football games, and you're drafting in the first half of the first round each and every year, you want an impact.
Yes, and you need it, and you need it, and you need it. All right. When we come back, we're gonna get in the mailbag. Final thoughts here, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.